IBM Podcast.
Welcome to this podcast, Rational Quality Manager in Four Steps. I'm Brian Bryson, Quality Management Solutions Marketing Manager. The purpose of today's podcast is to identify some of the key assets that are available to you, the quality assurance professional or tester, quality manager, project manager, etc., to learn about Rational Quality Manager. Now, the genesis of this podcast, or where it really comes from, is that, you know, on a daily basis, I get the question, what is Rational Quality Manager, or how do I get started with Rational Quality Manager? And so what I thought we could do then is record a podcast that sort of gives the basic path to enlightenment, if you will, with Rational Quality Manager. Because there's four kind of key steps that I tend to point people to and that I'd like to guide you through today. Now, what makes this podcast a little tricky is that in order to properly answer this question, I really need to provide you with a lot of URLs, and frankly, URLs are not things that are easily communicated, you know, through a podcast or over a podcast like this. So, in order to work around that issue, what I've done is I've created a web page, a blog page, that has all the links I'm going to reference in one spot. So here's your one-stop shopping URL. Tinyurl.com / RQM podcast. So that's tinyurl, tinyurl.com / RQM podcast. If you go to that, you'll be redirected to a page that has links to everything that I'm about to reference. So, as I mentioned, getting to understand quality management and understand you know, how to use quality manager is something that I sort of break down into four steps. And what I'd like to do is sort of break those four steps down for you now. So first one, step one, really involves learning about the basics of quality management, kind of the domain, the problem domain, if you will. So a couple great resources to get started with are a video we have called Quality Management in 3 Minutes. And that explains in very simple terms, using no big words, the basics of quality management. It's you know, this is a safe thing to give to managers. They'll understand it. No techno speak whatsoever. It really just outlines the problems that one faces on a daily basis trying to to deliver quality applications. Then there's a couple blogs that have various content pieces that you can browse through to get an idea of the problem domain. The first is the Quality Manager blog, and that's actually where all the where the article is with all the URLs for this podcast. And the other is, and it focuses specifically on issues related to Rational Quality Management. The other is the Rational Tester blog, which covers all sorts of topics related to automated software quality. So, you know, it covers quality management and all of those aspects. It goes even a little bit further, a little wider, I guess you'd say, into areas of functional test automation, performance test automation, validating web services, general just QA topics. So between those two blogs and that video, that should give you a good idea of the problem domain of quality management. So once you have that down, it's time to start learning about the basics of Rational Quality Manager. So I've got three things that I'd like to suggest in a specific order. So the first is the Rational Quality Manager demo. This is a, I should have checked, but I believe it's a five or six minute demonstration that shows an end-to-end walkthrough of the product. Now, as you can imagine, in 5 or 6 minutes, you can't cover everything in great detail. But as a starting point from a high level, it gives you a great view of the process of quality management from tying initial business requirements to your test plan, to running tests, to analyzing the results and generating defects, and how that reporting cycle all works. Now, there is also a series of videos, they happen to be on YouTube, called the Rational Quality Manager Tidbit Series. And these are 3 or 4 little 2-minute videos, demos if you will, of specific features of Rational Quality Manager. So it essentially dives deep on some of the things that Rational Quality Manager does really well, or things that are, you know, more important than others in the quality management domain. So you can get you've got the demo that goes wide, and then you've got these tidbits that go deep on specific pieces. And then, so that, you know, that'll take you tops, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and that'll give you a great overview of what's in the product. And then from there, I recommend you actually just go download the trial. There is a 60-day evaluation version of Rational Quality Manager that you can get from DeveloperWorks that you can install and start running with on your own project. And actually start to actually, you know, get your hands dirty and touch and work with the tool. Now, often when I suggest that last step of getting the trial to people, they install it and they get it going, and that's all fine and good. But they really don't have a sort of a path through the app, you know, through their first case, you know, someone to hold their hand for the first case. So step three of my little four-step program here is to go through an article series that an author, Mike Kelly, has written on DeveloperWorks. This is a 5 or 6 part series. I believe it's a 6 part series that will guide you through your first use of Rational Quality Manager. So now that you've got the tool installed, this will guide you through the process of creating requirements or linking to existing requirements if you have them, creating a test plan, creating test cases, running your first test, examining the results, doing some reporting, entering some defects, doing test lab management. So there's a 5 or 6 part article series that dives deep on everything and gives you a click-by-click run-through of how to use Rational Quality Manager against, you know, various sample sites. So it's a great way to get going. You know, if you don't have an immediate project in front of you, it's a great way to try out the tool and to see every little aspect of it. And so at this point, you know, after those three steps, you understand the problem domain, you understand the tool, and you've gone through a pretty good use case of the tool, you're pretty much there. You've got at this point, you know, everything you need to know to really understand Rational Quality Manager. There is a step four that really lets you go even deeper into more areas. The primary thing I suggest here is we've got a thought leadership white paper series at Rational, and it's really essentially where we keep a library of sort of in-depth topics on quality management. So you're looking at meatier content here. You're looking at, you know, 8, 12, 20-page documents, if you will, white papers on various topics. And, you know, if you're looking to go deep now that you've got the basics down, this is a spot to go. There's also a couple other things. There's a general link to our podcasts and a link to some of our webcasts as well. And as a matter of fact, I wanted to mention a recent webcast that comes from our Vice President of Rational Product Development, Michael Rourke. He's got a webcast entitled Streamline Software Delivery to Gain Market Advantage. And that URL is part of that step four, that sort of in-depth look. So there you have it. There is everything you need to know about quality management and Rational Quality Manager in four steps. So I will leave you with this one final time. The link to get all of the URLs to all of the assets that I've mentioned is tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/RQM podcast. So RQM PODCAST. tinyurl.com/RQM podcast. That'll bring you to the blog entry that lists every one of the assets with a quick one-line description in case you've forgotten. So thank you for listening. To access additional podcasts like this, you can go to tinyurl.com/RQM podcast or go straight to ibm.com/rational/podcasts to check out other Rational Talks to You productions. This has been an IBM Rational podcast. My name again is Brian Bryson. Thanks for listening, and keep tuning in as Rational talks to you.
IBM Podcast.